dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The Cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table. Me and my baby, we're out here on the floor. So, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby. Everybody's swinging. Sally's doing that twist now. If you take requests, I got a few for you. Play that one called I Know. Don't forget the mashed potatoes. No other songs will do. Let me tell you, Mr. DJ, keep those records playing, 'cause I'm having such a good time dancing with my baby.
We are secret size. They're all part of 16 reasons why I love you. The way you comb your hair, your freckled nose, the way you say you care, your crazy clothes. That's just half of 16 reasons why I love you. Snuggling in the car, your wish upon a star, whispering on the phone, your kiss when we're alone.
Francisco. Is filled with hate. Heavens above, he's on a street called love. When will they ever learn? Old cop, young cop, feel all right on a warm San Francisco night. The children are cool, they don't raise fools. It's an American dream, includes Indians too.
Wonderful, or Wonderful. That was a Myron Florin with the Lennon Sisters assisting Mr. Jimi Hendrix on his selection, Third Stone from the Sun. No, didn't happen, baby, but I'll tell you what we did do. We started that set with Sam Cooke having a party, and hey, what do you do in the summer? You have a party. You barbecue, you veggie-cue, you vegan-cue, whatever you do, you Susie-cue. What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? All right, just feeling good, clean on the scene, and out of sight, I'm doing the summer show, so I might as well summarize it by saying we're doing a summer show, summarily speaking. All right, not that we're part of the Sumerians, which is a whole different culture, which was, byproduct of UFO and alien situations, which are not covered under this particular situation. All right, we started the set with Sam Cooke, as I said, having a party. Then what we did is we heard Wipeout by the Safaris. Then 16 Reasons by Connie Stevens, a dreamy, really nice tune. And what we're playing today is Sappy to Psychedelic, and it's immemorabizing. That's a new word. Immemorabizing? Summer. Yeah, that is. Okay, we're remembering and immemorializing. All right, kind of works out. If you feel like it, you know, what are you going to do? Then we heard San Francisco Nights, Eric Burden and the Animals, and Jimi Hendrix, Third Stone from the Sun. Very special thing about the Summer of Love was it's sort of a culmination of a period of time that started really out of England with the mods. And as the mods, who were very into dressing well, and it was about 1960, late 64, 65, Carnaby Street and all that started to happen. Then the psychedelics started going on, and there was a transition from mod to psychedelic, and you can hear it in the music. It's very much evident when you see, like, when the Beatles go from Rubber Soul to Revolver to Sgt. Pepper's, and then their contemporaries, what they're doing. And Dear Mr. Fantasy by The Traffic is really one of the crossroads of that album, of mod to psychedelia. But it deteriorated when people started like actually thinking that it was okay to do harmful substances and quantity. And so the beauty of the Summer of Love is it's the actual climax extension of all of that good energy that was there, and it's really cool. Jimi Hendrix came out in the U.S. in 67, going, you know, starting in the Monterey Pop Festival as far as we knew as a country. I'd been in Europe and heard him before that. And so I was hip to that. And when I got back to the States and nobody knew who he was, I was confused. But within a few months or a few weeks, everybody got it, man. So you got Jimi Hendrix, you got The Doors, you got Sgt. Pepper, you got Jefferson Airplane. Summer Love was very important musically, very interesting culmination, and also very important because of the Vietnam War. This is a lot of reaction to that. It was very, you'll see during wartime and after wartime, the music changes because it just does. It's just the way it goes, because war is war and it's not good. All right, so on that uplifting note, we're going to hear some more music. We're going to play some stuff. We're going to feel good and good cleaning on the scene and acknowledge our musical knowledge. Does that rhyme? Okay, let's get back to it. But I'm going to tell you this. We are having fun in the sun. It's summertime. So groove to the groove. That rhymes too. All right, see ya. In a little bit, because we're going to hear some more music. All right. Thank you.
What should I write? What can I say? How can I tell you how much I miss you? The weather here has been as nice as it can be, although it doesn't really matter much to me. For all the fun I'll have while you're so far away, it might as well rain until September. I don't need sunny skies for things I have to do, 'cause I stay home the whole day long and think of you.
Yeah, baby, it's a Rockin' Surfer Show. I'm Dave the K. We're doing a summer special, and I'm digging it. I hope your vibe is in tune with your vibe. Okay, that rhymes with vibe for all of anybody that didn't quite get that. All right, I hope your subdutitude is got a summertude to it because, man, the weather's cooperating and we are feeling good, clean, and on the scene. Wow. Okay, we started that with that set, as it were, so to speak, if you will, and I just did. We started that set with Theme from a Summer Place. And that particular song is pretty amazing in that it was 9 consecutive weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1960. 9 weeks at number 1. And I'm sure you all remember the fact that Troy Donahue was a star in that movie, and along with Sandra Dee. Very fascinating. And if you look at that movie, you'll see early Carmel, California. Boy, and that Monterey Airport is still the same. Having been just there, I can tell you that. All right. Otherwise, there's one extra building, but man. All right, so that's one of the biggest singles in the history of history to be at number 1 for that long. And here's one that's going to blow your mind. Yeah, I mean, are you ready to have your mind blown? The only song that ever beat that since in 1960 would be Debbie Boone with You Light Up My Life that spent 10 weeks at number 1 instead of 9. Ooh, wow, wee. Woo-hoo. That's pretty cool stuff, man. Popsicles, Icicles, followed by The Mermaids, produced by my buddy Kim Fowley. And that's when he was 17 and a half years old. Can you imagine that? If you can't, get used to it. People did that, you know. Ben Franklin was, happening at 14. So people do stuff. Then we hear Sunny Afternoon by The Kinks. And that's a summer kind of song. And it's from The Kinks sitting on their porch having fun, all right? Now, here's one that's kind of hip. It Might As Well Rain Until September. It Might As Well Rain Until September. I want to give you the total title of that song, all right? By Carole King, right? Carole King. And that was a big hit for her in 1962. It was number 22 in the U.S. and number 3 in the U.K. But the big deal there was it was a demo written by Carole King and Jerry Goffin intended for Bobby V., who they had a big hit with earlier that they wrote for him called Take Good Care of My Baby, which was a number one hit in the U.S. in 1961, and Bobby's biggest hit ever. But Don Kirshner, my good buddy Donnie Kirshner, of course, heard the song and said, hey, you know, that's for you, Carol. And after Bobby V's manager said that they didn't want him to do it other than an album cut and not be a single, Don said, that's for you. And they said, well, you know, we only have an acetate, which is a limited disc that used to be a reference point prior to cassettes or reel-to-reel tapes you could take home. But you'd make a disc and put the needle down just to put it as a record. And so that was actually transcribed off of the acetate, and it was a big hit. So there you go. And that was Carole King before Tapestry or anything. Tapestry was her, like, renaissance re-career type of deal. So that's pretty cool. I thought that was neato. Then the immortal, the amazing, Santo and Johnny doing Sleepwalk. And yes, Dave the K could sleepwalk, but he has to talk and squawk. And so, yeah, baby, we're getting back some more rock and roll and some music. It's summertime, summertime. All right.
when it's far too late, when they pass away. We were told
Oh yeah, I'm Dave the K, and this is the Rock and Surfer Show, and it's my summer special, and I'm putting the psycho back in psychedelic. I'm blazing on LSD. Oh yeah, baby. Hope you're feeling good, clean on the scene. It's summertime, summertime, and we got to dig it, baby, because when it isn't summertime, it's, you know, it's some other time. Ha! All right. We started that mini micro set with a lot of long songs, which are two. If two is a lot, then that's more than one. Divided by three equals one and two. All right, so we heard We Love You by the Stones, once again from the Summer of Love, with John Lennon and Paul McCartney on background vocals, giving them an assist on the ooze because they did it better, I think, than the Stones. But they all know that, and there you go. And if you look on the cover of Satanic Majesty's Request by the Rolling Stones, you will see the Beatles reflected in the original copy of that. They're hiding behind flowers. I wonder what that means. I know what it means, but I still wonder what it means. What? All right, then we heard Within You, Without You, Mr. George Harrison of the Beatles. And that's off Sgt. Pepper. Once again, more Summer of Love stuff. And interesting that George brought that to George Martin. George Harrison did for the Sgt. Pepper album. After George Martin rejected the first song he brought him, he said, George H. from George M. said, "You need a better song, dude. As your producer, you need a better song. This is too cool to do that." So there are no other Beatles on that. And he brought in some some Indian people from India, as in India, to play with him on that particular recording. Really trippy, really a gas, and cool. Summer of Love vibes, man. So I got to dig it, and I'll tell you what, man, feeling good, clean, on the scene, out of sight, subdutitude in the summertude. Let's go. Let's get more music in before I have to get out of here and get on my kayak and go to outer space.
Aiko, aiko, ande, jaga mo fino, hanane, jaga mo finane. Look at my king all dressed in red. Aiko, aiko, ande, I bet you $5 he'll kill you, babe. Jaga mo finane, talking about henna, henna. Aiko, aiko, ande, jaga mo fino, hanane, jaga mo finane. My flag boy and your flag boy, we're sitting by the fire. My flag boy told your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about him now, him now. Aiko, aiko, ande, jaga mo fino, anande, jaga mo finane. See that guy all dressed in green, aiko, aiko, ande. He's not a man, he's a sex machine. Jaga mo finane. Talking about henna, henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Jaga mo fino, anane. Jaga mo finane. Talking about henna, henna. Aiko, aiko, ande.
I'm a poor Hawaiian beach boy, a long way from the beach. Cause someone shoved his face against my hand. Now I'm a kissing cousin to a ripe pineapple. I'm in a can. I was minding my own business, drinking daddy's juice. I swear I'll never touch that stuff again. Before he gave his all at the luau, I'm in a pen. Got those beach boy blues. Don't the time go slow? Lonely beach boy blues. Only 30 days and nights.
kiss of honey from my whinest lips. I wanna be her ever-loving man. But I'm a kissing cousin to a live pineapple. I never can.
Okay, baby, this is Dave the K. It's a Rock and Surfer show, and it's a summer special, and I'm coming to the end, and I'm going to play two sappy songs. I played Sappy and Psychedelic, and now it's Sappy's turn to win. Okay, that would be a good name for a dog, Sappy the dog, but, you know, why would you do that to a dog? You know, whatever. We heard Iko Iko by the Dixie Cups, which was an a cappella, which means it was unaccompanied by music, except for drumsticks on ashtrays. Two drummer guys were playing sticks on ashtrays upside down. Iko Iko, it's an old New Orleans song. Now, if you're not from New Orleans, you would call it New Orleans, New Orleans, New Orleans. All right, I'm not from there, so, you know, what the heck? What are you going to do? You know, penalize me? You could, but I'm not from Gnarlands. So anyway, that's an old, old classic Gnarlands song. And it's, you know, one of those songs that the girls do jump rope things to, which always blow my mind that they know how to get in and out of those ropes and have all these cool rhythms. I love it. Then we heard Beach Boy Blues. That's right. We heard Beach Boy Blues from Elvis, the Pelvis Presley from the Blue Hawaii album. Now, Dave the K is going to go out, and he's going to go out with two cool songs, okay? One of them being a song, and the other being a song. And I'll tell you what, they're both summer. One's the Beach Boys, the other's Brian Hyland. And let's get sappy, Pappy. All right, here we go. It's been a gas, and it's been fun. I hope you have a good summer. The sunset at night.
gotta say goodbye for the summer. Darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll fill the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your voice everywhere. I'll run to tenderly hold you, but darling, you won't be there. I don't want to say goodbye for the summer, knowing the love we'll miss. Oh, let us make a pledge to meet in September and seal it with a kiss. Kiss, sealed with a kiss.